Welcome to Improv 409, the podcast that shines a spotlight on the improv community right here in Toledo, Ohio. Each episode, I'll sit down with local performers to talk about what makes improv exciting, terrifying, hilarious, and life-changing. You'll get behind-the-scenes stories, personal journeys, and maybe a few scenes and laughs along the way. If you've ever wondered what really happens on and off the stage, or if you've thought, improv sounds fun, but I could never, then you're in the right place. You'll get the Improv 411 here on Improv 419. I'm your host, Lindsay, and welcome. You may be asking yourself, what's this lady's credentials, huh? Who does she think she is coming in here telling me about improv? Whoa, firstly, calm down. Secondly, totally fair question. I'm a longtime fan of improv, but a new performer of it. I started classes in October 2023, so I'm the equivalent of a sophomore going into junior year. But really, my improv journey started way before I ever took a class. My family used to do bits and act out silly scenes all the time. They were so funny and so quick, and they introduced me to the top-tier comedy. I grew up watching SCTV, Christopher Guest movies, Kids in the Hall, Jerky Boys, a lot of Jerky Boys. And turns out improv has always been a part of my life, even before I knew it existed. Cut to me, age 35, a couple years into therapy, I decided to finally try improv for real. I Googled Toledo improv classes, signed up, and I've never looked back. Honestly, it's the best decision I've ever made. 2 years ago, I was quiet, isolated, afraid to be seen, afraid to try, afraid to fail. And now I'm a proud member of two teams, Bingo Rich, right here in Toledo, full of Toledo and Toledo-adjacent performers, and Destination Unknown, the newest house team at Hearsay Theater. Improv taught me how to be me out loud, to be afraid and to try anyway, to fail and laugh through it, to connect. And that's why I started this podcast. Because nothing makes me feel more myself, more alive, and more connected than improv. And I wanted to share that. Toledo might not be the first city you think of when you hear improv, but we have an incredible, growing community. Everyone is so talented, passionate, welcoming, and supportive. And with Improv 419, I have the honor of talking with these wonderful people and maybe inspiring some listeners to try something new. Our first guest is an extremely talented improviser and the best level one teacher, Katie Burkhart. Hello.
Hello.
Applause.
I'm so excited.
Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks for asking me.
You were my level one teacher.
I was.
Yes, the very first person to really guide me into the world of improv.
Yeah, you were so good.
Oh, thank you. That's why I started this podcast to hear what all you think
about
me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good.
How did you get into improv?
I got into improv. I always wanted to do acting, but I never had the guts to really do it. And I was actually traveling and I forgot a book, and Amy Poehler had a book out at one of the little shops. And so I bought it and I was reading it on the flight. And it was really funny, and she had so much in there about improv and Chicago and how those were some of her favorite times. And I never really heard of improv, or I didn't know how many actors had improv backgrounds. So I was well, when I get home, I'll Google improv and see if there's improv in Toledo. And so I Googled it, and then classes came up, and I was okay, here we go.
Did you just jump right in?
Well, so there was a lot of time between when I signed up and then when it happened. So I actually got home and I signed up, and in my head I was yeah, I'm never gonna go to that. But then as it got closer, I was kind of psyching myself up, and I was okay, we're gonna do this. And I did, and it was so scary, but it was also so addicting and so fun.
I identify with that completely. Yes. I think when I saw the classes, it was 2 a.m. and it was just hit it. And then, you know, the time will come.
2 a.m. is the time when we make a lot of decisions that we might regret later. But
it became one of the best life decisions, though. So that's good.
That's awesome.
Yeah. How did you feel that first day of class?
Oh, my gosh. I was so scared. I was late because I'm late to almost everything. But so when I started, now where we do classes, we do it at Studio A. And at the time, it was the Toledo Rep. And so there was a different building. There was the Brown Building right next door to the theater. And it's this little kind of rundown building. It doesn't have like good heat or AC. And so I kind of like showed up and I was like, I don't really know where to go.
Right, like you were scammed or something.
Yeah, I was like, what's going on here? And then I like got out and I walked up to the building and I tried to pull the door and it didn't open. And I was like, okay. And then I kind of was going to like turn and I like just walk away and go home because I was like, I don't really know what to do here. And then another kid was like walking around the building also trying to get in. So his name was Matt and he was like, I think he was just like a fresh little baby high school student. He was like 18 or something. But so we like found our way in. It was like the power of two of us. We were able to like, you know,
guide ourselves to the door
and like get more courage. So we knocked on the door and then Erin let us in. Erin Canary.
Was she your first level one teacher?
Yes.
Oh.
Erin Canary was my level one teacher and she... I mean, she changed my life, honestly.
I believe it for sure. Hopefully, Erin will be a voice on the podcast in the future.
Oh my gosh,
I would love to speak with her.
She would love to do that.
Yeah, she's like a legend of the Toledo improv scene.
She is. She was just like a very, like, open, welcoming, like, mother of improv. She was just like so warm, and she. How do I say this? She was kind of the person who encouraged you to like embrace the weirdest parts about yourself. And I feel like it's not super, at that time anyway, it wasn't as common for people to be like, yeah, be a weirdo. It's great. And so, yeah, I felt like she really drew the weirdness out of me and made me feel very safe in doing so. And so that was just, I was like, I think these are my people.
That's so lovely. I would like to say that you were very much that person for all of us in level one, too. Like, I think your personality is, like, so welcoming. Like, we all felt very terrified and comforted by you because I think that weirdness in our community, like, is just so supported and reflected in everyone else. So it is very just a community. Yeah. I love it very much.
Well, thank you for saying that. I feel like as... when I do teach level one, I feel like that is my goal. I just want everybody to be like, this, you should feel safe here. This is a fun thing. Like, you should not feel stressed when you come to improv class or unwelcome. So, yay.
When was the moment that you felt a shift from that fear to like, oh, this is something I feel more comfortable doing?
Okay, the first thing that jumps out to me is the very first class, I was so... Pre-improv, Katie was very, like, shy, and I really didn't talk a lot in big groups of people or to anyone, really, that I didn't know very well. And so I remember being very nervous. Erin was, like, having us each say, like, what drew us to improv, and I think she had us say, like, tell me what your first concert was and tell me what your hair was like, which was kind of a funny icebreaker.
That's fun.
And so we did that, and I was really nervous the whole time to, like, have to talk in front of all these people. And then we started doing, like, warm-ups, and we played, like, Zip Zap Zop.
Classic.
And then, yeah, classic improv, the most improv game you could probably ever play. But after, like, midway through Zip Zap Zop, she was like, okay, we're going to do Survivor Zip Zap Zop. And so... if you, like, messed up, then you were, like, out of the circle. And so we kept going, and I ended up, like, winning the first one. And I was like, okay, I'm killing
it.
Improv right now. I'm going to be great at this. But I did sort of have a moment where I was, like, feeling like I was having fun, and I was like, I'm super comfortable here. And I felt better about, you know, continuing with the class and, like, being there for whatever it was she had to show us or trying all the things she wanted me to try. So
that's so exciting. I think that introduction to it is, it's so out of any comfort zone. Like, being a shy person to literally being center stage is a wild transformation.
It really is.
Is there something that when you look back at, like, your first performances or even, like, that first showcase, did you guys have a showcase with the level one?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it was so scary. Have you been to the Rep?
No, I haven't.
So the theater is very intimidating. It's, like, the stage is really high and, like, all the chairs are, like, really, like, it, I mean, it's a full-on theater,
okay,
you know?
So it's, like, for like plays.
Yes,
that type
they
of theater.
Have a lot okay. of like plays and stuff there, but it's not like a huge theater, but the stage is so tall. And I had never been on stage really before, besides doing like, you know, Christmas programs in like grade school and stuff. I was so nervous. I like barely ate that entire week, like leading up to my showcase. And then like the night of the showcase, we were like, Aaron told us to be there at like maybe like 7:15 or something. And maybe the show is at 8. And I remember like standing around, I was like, I am so nervous. Can we please do like some warm-ups or something? And then we started like doing like some very active warm-ups, which helped a little bit until it was time to go on. And then, so the way the theater was, it was like you had to go upstairs and then you would like come out from the curtain. So we're like walking up the stairs and I honestly had a moment where I was like, oh my God, am I going to throw up?
Oh gosh.
That would be so embarrassing. Please don't do that. But I held it together. And then I was so nervous, but I was in the very first game. And so as soon as like the first game started, it was like the nerves sort of melted away. And then it was just like, here we are. We're doing this.
It does feel very much like you just got to jump. Like you have to take the leap. I like with Studio A, like it's a big dark stage and it's like jumping into the ocean or something. It's like you just got to take that step.
You just got to do it.
Yeah, walk into the lights.
Yeah.
Do you still feel that when you go out to perform?
I'm definitely nervous every single time. But it's been a long time since I've been that nervous.
Right.
But almost every single show before we go on, I'm like, why do I do this? Like, this doesn't feel worth it. I do not want to do this right now. And then it's always like the feeling after. It's like, okay,
that's the best.
That's why you do it. It feels so great when you're done.
There is a huge spike of anxiety that makes you want to turn back.
Yeah. Do you get nervous?
Always. Yeah, always. But being on stage, I don't know if you feel similar. I almost feel more myself, or maybe it's just like breaking through that wall of fear. It's like, well, I'm here and I'm doing it now. And you have all these wonderful people that are surrounding you. You know, it's very much like a team sport.
Yes, that's why I love improv. It's like you're there for the team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've seen, like, I had an audition recently and seeing my scene partner being so afraid, I was like, oh, like, let's, you know, fall in the safety net together or something. Like,
it
feels like just very supportive, all the people in our crowd.
Yeah.
So now, how many years are you into improv now?
I started in 2017, so, my gosh, it's been eight years.
That's amazing.
It's a long time.
Is there any advice that you would give to first starting Katie or somebody that's just jumping into it now?
I would say, when I think back to when I first started, I remember being very in awe of like the people that did the level 3 showcase. Like we went first and then level 2 and level 3. And I was just like so impressed with like levels 2 and 3. And I was like, I wanna be able to do that one day. I do think improv can seem very scary. And I've heard a lot of people say like, oh, I'm not funny enough to do improv. And I just want to say that like, improv isn't really about being funny. As we said before, it's kind of a team sport. And I feel like something that I actually feel like the true knight of improv is listening. And I actually feel like every single person could benefit from taking an improv class at some point in their life, because it kind of reminds you to stay in the moment. All that matters right now is you and your scene partner. All you're trying to do is listen to what they're saying, and then you just respond to them. And that's kind of how you build a good scene with somebody, is just by listening and then adding and then just going back and forth. And it sounds really simple, but it's very easy to get in your head. And, you know, I feel like a lot of us have busy lives, and we always have, like, you know, the background noise going on in our mind. And so it's just a good kind of reminder to slow down and stay present and be a good listener.
I think that's wonderfully said and very true, because it's like about connection. Like, even if you're in character, quote unquote, you're still connecting with the actual human that's on stage with you.
Yes.
So it seems very, like, eye contact is such an important part of it.
Yes.
So, like, it is two people terrified together, but also doing a very silly thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it brings people together. Yeah, it's not just about the ha-has in the show.
Right. And, like, I think a lot of people envision it as almost being, like, stand-up. Like, oh, you're going to get up there and you're going to tell jokes. And I will say that, like, any time where I've been like, oh, this is going to be super funny, it has been crickets. Like it truly is, like, you have to, like, serve the scene. You have to stay in the scene. And saying the next logical thing sometimes gets the biggest laugh. And you're like, I don't even know really why that was funny. Right. But it made sense to me in the moment. And there's also been, like, characters that I've been in the past where it's like they get a big laugh because it was, like, an authentic character that I just sort of, like, came up with on the spot. But then, like, later I try to use that character and it gets no reaction because it like, it's almost like people can tell when you're, like, trying to force something for the sake of a laugh.
There is an energy to, like, the audience. Like, they read so well.
Yes.
And, like, maybe they can see the wheel spinning or something.
Right. It's like, I can tell she's thinking about something.
That wasn't real.
No.
Yeah. You were plotting.
You're trying too hard, girl.
Yeah. Yeah, improv tends to prove you wrong in that sense of, like, what you think will be funny.
I finally remember the advice.
Oh, please share.
That I was going to say. So I feel like in the beginning, I would get very hung up about thinking, like, oh, what is the audience laughing at? Like, what do they want? And being very aware of their presence. And I feel like what actually helped me the most was, like, ignoring the audience and, like, trying to think about just, like, I'm being present with these other people on my team and I'm going to support them. And that's all I care about. And I noticed that when I do that, those sets are much more successful, much funnier, versus when I'm, like, constantly, like, taking inventory of, like, what the audience is laughing at and, like, trying to make them laugh, kind of, I guess, what we were just talking about. But that's something that I think is a good piece of advice for new improvisers or advice I would give to myself when I first started.
I mean, honestly, that, as you were saying that, I'm like, ooh, that helps me now because I'm kind of going through a similar thing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm on a new team and it's a whole new experience. We haven't played to an audience yet, but I'm constantly thinking of, like, when we're practicing, I'm like, okay, like, will the audience like this? But I think you're right. Like, it's just about being there with your team, your scene partner.
Yeah.
It does make you just more present.
Yeah.
Have you found that it's affected your real life in that sense?
I do feel like I am a lot better at trying to be more present, I think, with people in conversations that I'm having. So I do think that that is kind of a good consequence of learning that lesson, ignore the audience. And also, I mean, I'm a teacher, so there are times where, you know, you have parents that might not be the most pleased with things that you've done or, like, they have certain opinions about you. And I kind of feel like this mentality also sort of helps kind of, like, be like, you know what, it really doesn't matter what they think. I know that I'm doing the best that I can, you know. I know my teammates have my back and stuff like that.
I think that's going to be, like, my new mantra, ignore the audience.
Yeah, ignore the audience.
Just in general.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't have to be just on a stage.
Yeah, ignore the noise.
Yes. Thank you so much for joining me today, being my first guest on this podcast.
It was an absolute pleasure. I was really excited when you asked me. I feel very honored, especially as your level one teacher.
I'm very honored to have had you as my level one teacher. Like, honestly, it changed the entire course of my life.
I'm so happy to hear that.
Thank you to WGTE, Voices Around Us, and our producer, Chris Pfeiffer, for making this podcast possible. And of course, thank you to today's guests for sharing their stories and their love of improv. You can find Improv 419 at wgte.org/improv419 or any podcast streaming platform. And finally, thank you to you. the listeners, for tuning in and supporting. Please check out the other wonderful podcasts, part of the Voices Around Us series, and stay tuned for more Improv 419 episodes.
WGTE. Voices Around Us.